And a second community connection for you on this Wednesday morning. I get to talk with Ken White. He is the district director for the Cherokee Area Council Boy Scouts of America. And yes, school's starting. We had the superintendent talking about that earlier this morning. And so that means scouts are starting up for the school year as well. Ken, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. And a lot of exciting things on the horizon for scouting.
Well, thanks for having me. And there sure are. Like you said, it's a real exciting time in scouting. We are doing all of our school nights for scouting tomorrow night here in Bartlesville Public Schools, 6:30 in whatever gymnasium that your student goes to. We'll be there to answer questions, get you signed up, and get you started on the great adventure. Every gym will be open at 6:30 tomorrow night in the six Bartlesville schools. Tomorrow, your student will bring home a reminder and a little Cub Scout wristband just to remind them that they want to come, and they'll come home and ask you to take them back to school, and I hope that you can bring them.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, and I think it's something, whether you start and only complete a couple of years or whether you take it all the way through Eagle Scouts, yes, that's the preferred outcome, but every experience is profitable for people.
Oh, absolutely. We feel like we'd love it if every person that started in Scouts became an Eagle Scout, but that's not realistic in today's world. But
And I think to a certain extent, if everybody did it, it wouldn't be special.
Oh, that's absolutely true. It's still like a 2% number of everybody that starts. It's still a very elite accomplishment. But, you know, that being said, what you said just a moment ago, the character points that we instill in our youth, the values that we try to instill in them are lifetime values. They're not values that you pick up and forget. They're things that will help you in school, will help you at home, will help you in your future life. And we hope that we get a little bit of that into every single scout that we have access to.
Well, and whether you went through the program or, for that matter, if there wasn't even a scouting program in the community you grew up in, just about everybody can name some of the points of the scout law. I mean, it's something that we all know.
Absolutely. Trustworthy, loyal, hopeful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I can't forget it. It's been in my head my entire life. And those are 12 fantastic tenets to live your life by. If you go to that, you really can't go wrong. And the other thing I wanted to bring up today while we're talking, we got some big changes, big, big changes coming up in Scouts that I would imagine most of you are already aware of, but we wanted to talk a little bit about this morning.
Yeah, let's start off first of all, on the lower age levels, things have already kind of made some changes. There was a picture in the paper recently with some of the gals that had signed up, and they were there in their scout uniforms, as I recall.
Yep, beginning August 1st, we started registering girls in Cub Scouts for the first time ever. This is a 100-year-old plus proven youth serving program, and we are super excited to be able to make this available to the rest of the population. We're glad we don't have to limit it to the boys anymore. We've got a great opportunity here with our new audience. We've already got quite a few signed up. Last night I was in Miami doing a rally nights over there, and we had a whole bunch of girls show up, and they were super, super excited to be there, and their moms and dads were excited to have them in the program, and we're really looking forward to what it's going to bring us. The idea behind all this, just to give you a tiny little bit of background, is that we were informed by our parents and the people that we want to serve, that they were looking for a program they could put all of their kids in, that was family inclusive, where they didn't have to take kid A to this night and kid B to this night. They have a program that every one of their children can be involved in and benefit from. Mm-hmm. And that was our driving force behind it, was to provide a full service and a fuller program to the families out there that are already stretched pretty thin with their obligations.
Yeah, and I think that's important that you talk about, that you heard from the parents and you're following through on those parental requests. And I think as a nation, we're a little bit resistant to change overall, but if that's what the parents want, then that's what you have to consider.
Yeah, this was not a quick decision. They did several years of market studies, research, and polls with current volunteers, general public, as far as what their opinion was on us integrating this program into the girls, and nothing but positive as far as the opportunities that wait for us.
Yeah, and I think that's well, I will be hopeful for some great outcomes as you look at it and measure those outcomes, not only this year, but 7, 8, 10, 15 years down the road.
Now, I have been with the Scouts for quite a while. This is a big change for me as well,
mm-hmm.
and we are very excited, very hopeful about the opportunities that are in front of us right now. Tomorrow night's going to be a very exciting time, it's going to be different, but we're really, really excited about it.
I mean, if you look at the other end of the spectrum and exploring, the women have been included for decades. So, I mean, it's just the other end of the spectrum. So,
right, and that's something a lot of people don't realize when they first started publicizing the fact that we were going to start allowing girls in Scouts. It was like, what? What's that about? But like you were saying, for decades we've had girls in exploring and venturing programs already involved in it, and it's... If you ever go to a Cub Scout meeting, there's always been sisters and little brothers and extra people hanging around, and we're just trying to include them rather than exclude them, and I think it's going to be a great thing for everybody involved.
So when does the rest of the program get integrated as far as the I'll say, the core traditional Boy Scout program?
Okay, let me give you a little bit of background on that, too. The other change we're making as far as stretching the program, before I get to that, is that we're actually going to kindergarten students this year as well. We had been starting in first grade with Tiger Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
This year, for the first time, we're doing a citywide program, or actually a scout-wide program, on Lion Cubs in kindergarten, boys and girls. We had one pilot program here in Bartlesville last year for the kindergartners. It was very successful, and now we're expanding to all the schools this year. That being said, as these girls join Cub Scouting, if they're joining fifth grade and they complete the Arrow of Light program, which is the pinnacle of Cub Scouting, they're going to have the opportunity starting next February of 2019, to cross over and become a scout. It will be Scouting BSA starting in February, rather than Boy Scouts, for mm-hmm. for those 11 and up youth that want to join. They will be registered into a separate girl troop. We'll set up separate girl troops for them. They can stay as separate that way as they need to be as far as facilities, meetings, activities.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll also be cooperative with the existing troops, I'm sure, as well. So that's going to be another really interesting time in our movement here.
Yeah, I think you're right. But knowing Scouts, you will make it a success, and we'll again be interested to see how things go. Like any new program, like anything else in business or in the nonprofit world, sometimes you'll start off with something and say we need to adjust A or B, but overall those goals will be met, I have no doubt.
Yeah, we're going to learn as we go along. We've already making a lot of changes, and we're going to learn as we go along. But the program itself, at least in the Cub Scouts, is essentially unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
The program is exactly the same for the girls coming in as it has been for the boys. Obviously, with camping and leadership issues with the girl troops, some things will have to be looked at differently, and that's all in process.
Sure. Well, again, congratulations on those changes, and they think will be integrated in as we go. But I like the kindergarten program. I think it's something that really starts that early education on those values you were talking about.
Yeah, and it does require one-on-one parental cooperation in that program because they are kindergarten-age students.
Well, yeah. Parents have always been a part of scouting. I think sometimes the percentage may vary due to a particular household or whatever, but it's always been part of the program.
Right. And one thing we like to say in scouting is you don't put your kid in scouting. You join scouting with your kid. And that's, that's very true at the younger ages because they require more hands-on parental supervision. And but it gives you a great way to spend extra time with your kid and doing a quality experience.
Yeah. Just like Girl Scouts are known for their cookies, the Boy Scouts are known for that popcorn sale.
It is popcorn time. The order forms are going out to all the kids right now as we speak. By this weekend, don't be surprised to see somebody at your door. Very soon, please answer your door, and hopefully that cute little kid in uniform will sway you and convince you to buy some popcorn because it's very important to our local packs and troops. And then here in just a couple weeks, they will start setting up outside some of the local retailers, have booths set up outside there, and we really appreciate your support. It's a very key component on keeping our local council and our local Cub Scout packs and Boy Scout troops running and strong with the program.
Well, and I look at it just as an opportunity for the scout if he or now she is actually doing their own sales as opposed to getting a lot of help from mom and dad who is still at work or something like that. It gives them an opportunity for about a one-minute speech. Hi, I'm so-and-so from the scouts, and it's popcorn time. How much would you like to buy?
Oh, yes. It definitely increases their confidence, their presence, their ability to speak in front of strangers. Those are all really good things, really good skills to take forward in life, and that's part of why we do that as well.
Yeah, but it is a fundraiser, and I think that at least a lot of the scouts will kind of get involved in the, you know, looking at the sales numbers, so to speak, and saying, you know, I think I can sell two more cases or whatever.
And people also need to realize when they look at something and they look at how much it costs that two-thirds of the money of the price of that product stays in local scouting. So it's not all going down the road somewhere. It's staying right here in the Bartlesville area.
Yeah, and I think that's important to not only just to showing your credentials as we get to United Way time, which, of course, the kickoff event coming up real soon for that as well, but it's an opportunity just for, the scout to get involved in doing a little bit of fundraising.
Absolutely, and we appreciate the United Way here locally very much. We work with them on everything we possibly can, and look forward to kicking off and helping them this fall as well.
Don't you have a fishing derby coming up fairly soon?
Absolutely. That's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. September 15th, mark this on your calendar. We're going to have our annual Cub Scout Hooked on Fishing Derby at Lee Lake, right down the road across from Lowe's. Starting at 9, running till noon. We'll give prizes for the biggest fish, for the most fish, the most unusual catch. Never know what that might be. And then we'll do prize drawings as well. We'll have an archery range set up out there so the kids can learn very basic archery. The police department is bringing their SWAT vehicle out so the kids can look at. We'll have some other activities and some fun out there. We'll serve some hot dogs for everybody at lunch, so come with an appetite. And don't need to register or anything, just show up. If you've got your own rod and reel, please bring it. We've got a bunch of loaners, but everybody that brings one, that gives us one more we can loan out. We'll have the bait, we'll have the tackle, just come out, catch some fish, and have some fun.
Again, you mentioned the archery, another opportunity again to teach a little bit of safety.
Absolutely. We're very, very big on safety. There's no opportunity to not be in this day and age.
So. Absolutely. So the bait and tackle is there. You're going to have some fun. Scouting is also based on volunteers, typically moms and dads, but I know that there are people who have, that was possible has already graduated from scouting in their house, but they still want to be involved in what's going on.
Well, we have a fantastic volunteer base here in Bartlesville of the people you just mentioned. Moms, dads, their kids might be 25, 30, 35, and they are still scouting because they love it. They love the program. They love what it does for our youth, and they're still involved. I don't know what we would do here without those that stay just for the love of the program. We always need more parental support and more leadership positions filled by our youth that are continuing to join, but we couldn't do it without the ones that hang around and keep doing it for us.
Yeah, so this
Thank
is an opportunity for volunteers. Give the scout office a call.
We always need volunteers, whether it be to come help at the fishing derby for one day, whether you want to help with a Packer troop on a continuing basis, whether you'd like to do something to help tie scouting the community through your business, whatever it might be. If you've got an idea or you'd like to step up either one time or a bunch of times and work with us at scouting, give us a call or come by and see me. Scout Service Center there at the corner of Quapaw and Adams.
Right at the stoplight. It's pretty easy to find.
Right. And our number, 918-336-9170. Website is CherokeeBSA.org. We are expecting a huge turnout tomorrow night, but if anybody has any questions at all before they show up tomorrow night, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing a bunch of you guys out there tomorrow night.
Yeah, so again, if the youngster doesn't come home wearing that armband, maybe they took it off halfway through or left it at school or whatever, this is an opportunity again for moms and dads and aunts and uncles to say, hey, you want to go to the scouting event?
Right, and they should have brought a flyer home from school either Friday or Monday anyway, and hopefully what you did was tack that flyer up on the refrigerator and to remind you. But if you didn't get that flyer out of the backpack or it got lost, the information will be on our website, and you can always call the scout office or just show up at your school, whatever school they go to. Show up at that school at 6:30. We'll be in the gym.
Thank you so much, Ken. Appreciate your time. Ken White this morning, he is the District Director for the Cherokee Area Council of Boy Scouts. Again, 918-336-9170 is the phone number to call. Again, the website, CherokeeBSA.org. And head out to the school events tomorrow night if you can. If not, find other means to get the youngsters signed up. Boy Scouting, including girls this year. And we'll see how many girls we can get signed up this year. Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate your time.
All right. News on the way coming up in just a moment. A quick check of the forecast. We do have an additional chance for some rain tonight and mostly cloudy with an overnight low around 66 degrees. AM 14.